AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
The judge received the indictment today.
Prosecutors in New York City have added additional murder counts and arson charges against the man accused of burning a woman to death last Sunday in a subway car. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says they're hoping for a conviction against 33-year-old Sebastian Zapata.
There is no death penalty in the state of New York, so that's why the maximum penalty here is life without the possibility of parole.
Zapata was seen on surveillance video watching the unidentified female victim burn. He's in the U.S. without authorization from Guatemala. In another New York case, State Attorney General Letitia James has released body cam footage of a detainee being fatally beaten at a state prison in Oneida County. 43-year-old Robert Brooks died hours after he was repeatedly pummeled by corrections officers. The White House is weighing in on reports Israeli forces burned a hospital in Gaza after forcing its staff out onto the street. National Security spokesman John Kirby says there needs to be a full investigation into whether Hamas was operating there.
They should speak to how they're dealing with that threat. We don't want to see hospitals as the scene of conflict.
A new report from the U.S. government shows a spike in homelessness of 18%. Officials say a lack of affordable housing, severe weather, and an influx of migrants are among the factors. Russia's not saying if an anti-missile system might have accidentally shot down a passenger jet from Azerbaijan. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Aviation experts say the Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash that killed 38 people.
NASA's confirmed a spacecraft, the Parker Solar Probe, has made the closest approach ever to the sun. This is AP News. A California hotel, made famous in the 70s by the group The Doors, has been consumed by fire.
The former Morrison Hotel, which was famously on the cover of a 1970 album by The Doors, has been significantly damaged by a fire in downtown Los Angeles. The LA Fire Department says the four-story building burned for nearly 2 hours. More than 100 firefighters helped bring the fire under control. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The White House says another telecommunications firm has been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign. It gave officials their access to private text messages and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans, and that includes prominent politicians. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save.